And this is Georgia Public Broadcasting on a Tuesday. I'm Ricky Bevington. The spread of coronavirus in Georgia, it's changing the way we vote. The March 24th presidential primary is now postponed until May. Election officials are encouraging people to mail in absentee ballots. And counties could also face a shortage of poll workers as older volunteers stay home for their personal safety. Here to explain what we know about how elections are changing in Georgia is GPB's political reporter, Stephen Fowler, working from home himself. Hi, Stephen.
Hi, Ricky.
Thank you for joining me. Let's talk about the short term. What is the latest information on Georgia's presidential primary now being moved to May?
So over the weekend, Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger made the decision, consulting with both the Democratic and Republican parties, to suspend all voting and move the election day to the next set of elections we're having in May. There's a big concern about the spread of coronavirus. The latest guidance from the White House is no gatherings of 10 or more people. Well, once you add in poll workers and a couple people trying to vote, you've reached that 10-person threshold quickly. And speaking of poll workers, that's a big reason for this delay. The average age of a poll worker in Georgia is 70 years old, and they're especially at risk of getting COVID-19 and having a more severe reaction.
And Stephen, though hundreds of thousands of votes in the Democratic and Republican primaries have already been cast, so what happens to those ballots?
Well, Ricky, this is where Georgia's new election system comes into play. The ballot marking devices print out a paper ballot that has your choices, and that goes into a secure, locked storage box. County election officials are currently working to secure those ballots so they can be counted in May when the rest of the election happens. And if you're somebody who has voted already, you can still vote in the May 19th primaries that have state and federal lawmakers. This voting system makes it possible so that you get a ballot that only has the races you haven't yet voted in. So if you didn't vote in March, your ballot will have the presidential race and all the other races. But if you did vote in March, your ballot has everything but president.
There are still two big election cycles in Georgia this year, Stephen. Turnout was expected to be high. Has coronavirus changed that outlook?
Well, you know, before voting stopped in the last couple days, the turnout in the presidential preference primary was even higher than in 2016. So a lot of people are interested in voting. There's no indication necessarily that that's going down. But how people vote could change. Instead of showing up at the polls on election day, people could show up during the 3-week early voting period now. Or you can absentee vote by mail. You don't need a reason to vote by mail. You know, you can just request it, and it's an option for everyone.
And the Secretary of State's office is actually encouraging people to vote by mail in the next election, right?
Exactly. The state is looking at sending out mail-in ballot applications automatically to voters over a certain age, or even one to every registered voter that's pre-filled out with all of your information. All you would have to do is sign it and send it back, and you would get a ballot by mail. I've talked with a lot of local officials who are also working to make sure polling places are sanitary and both the poll workers and voters are protected. There's special instructions for sanitizing the machines, extra hand sanitizer out, and more encouragement for people to stay home if they're really not feeling well.
Finally, Stephen, what kind of impact could we see looking ahead to the November election?
Well, you know, there may be a shortage of poll workers unless more people who are healthier step in for older Georgians. Some polling places could close or change if officials don't feel comfortable, say, voting in a senior center. And it's important to remember that election is really a months-long process that people are doing. So people need to have patience as these officials try to keep the wheels of democracy turning.
That's GPB Stephen Fowler, our reporter covering voting. Stephen, thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having me.